我们祈求主啊，借着圣灵的能力，今天晚上教导我们。我们现在一起开始祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of God.
主，我们感谢您，感谢神的应许。
We're told that all the promises of God are yea or yes and amen in Christ Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，神的应许在耶稣基督里都是是的，都是阿们。
And because he died on the cross to save us, and because of our simple faith in him, all these promises are ours, and we give thanks for the promises and for the fulfillment of them in our lives.
主，因为他为在十字架上为我们而死，也因着我们相信他的救恩，所以这些应许就都是我们的。我们也感谢这些应许在我们的生活中都应验了。
Now, Lord, our prayer is that you will bless us in this hour that lies before us.
主啊，求您今天祝福我们接下去的一个多小时的时间。
Give us minds that are alert, give us hearts that are responsive, and give us lives that do your will.
主啊，给我们清醒的头脑，也给我们能够回应您的心，也给我们愿意按照您的旨意行的意愿。
And so by the Spirit of God, teach us tonight through Eric and the other comments that will be made. We pray that you will bless us tonight this morning.
主啊，求您的圣灵借着 Eric 对我们说话，也求您今天祝福我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Well, good day to everyone. That covers morning, noon, and evening.
向大家问好啊，对，不管是在早晨的还是在晚上。
We've been studying the church, for the past number of months, weeks, months, and we've come to the place now of the roles of men and women in the house of God.
我们过去的几个月一直在讲关于教会的真理，那我们现在呢就讲到在教会里面男人和女人不同的角色。
In the world, there is a lot, in the world, there's a lot of confusion as to the roles of the sexes.
在这个世界里面关于这个不同性别的角色和分工的问题呢，有很多的混乱。
And often there's disagreement and argument and there's failure in relationships because of this confusion.
因为这样的性别的角色的混乱呢，就导致了很多的纷争，很多的意见的不一致，还有对，导致了很多的这种冲突。
And this confusion has found its way into the church.
那同时呢，在教这种混乱也进到了教会的生活当中来。
And so there's a lot of dispute and controversy concerning the roles of men and women in the church.
在教会里，关于男人和女人的这个角色呢，也有很多的争论，很多的不同的意见。
Now, in creation, we see everywhere, we see order, in the creation, except in mankind. Mankind seems to be a problem for the creation.
我们在神创造的万物当中都能看到清楚的这个秩序。那除了在人类真的是在所造的万物当中是一个麻烦。
And so,sin came in, and through man, and it disrupted God's order of things.
因为罪呢，借着人进到了这个世界，就打乱了神所制定的次序。
Now last week, we looked at the scriptures and saw God's original pattern for man and women.
上个星期呢，我们从圣经里面学到做最初神所造男人和女人所建立的这个规则。秩序和规则。
We saw from the scriptures that man was made in the image of God, male and female.
我们在圣经里面读到啊，人类呢是按照神的形象和样式造的，神造了男人也造了女人。
They were to have joint dominion over all the earth.
他们是拥有共同的管理权来管理整个全地的。
They were two, but one in their purpose.
虽然他们有两个人，但是呢，他们的目的却是一致的。
And we saw last week the roles which each was assigned.
我们上星期呢也看到神分配给男人和女人不同的工作，分工。
Man was formed first, and he was given a commands and responsibilities in the garden.
男人呢是神先造的，神也把这个伊甸园在伊甸园里给了他命令，也给了他责任。
And it was to man that God brought the animals to give them names.
那神也是把所有的动物呢带到这个男人的面前，让这个让亚当给他们命名。
But God knew that Adam alone could not fulfill the great mandate of having dominion over the whole earth.
但是神知道光靠亚当自己呢，他是无法完成管理全地的这个责任的。
And even though man was made perfect in the image of God, God said it's not good that he be alone.
那虽然亚当啊这个男人也是按照神的形象和样式造的，是完全的完美的，但是神依然说这人独居不好。
He said, I will make a helper suitable for him to complement him.
所以神说我要造一个适合他的配偶来帮助他。
And we saw that word helper, the word is translated Ebenezer or God's help.
那帮助这个词的原文叫 Ebenezer, 就是它是特别指从神来的帮助。
And everywhere in the scriptures where that word is used in the Hebrew, it means God's help alone.
在圣经里凡是用到这个词的，这个希伯来这个词的，全部都是指仅仅指神的帮助。
So this was God's provision to provide for Adam the necessary help that he might be able to fulfill his role as the head over the new creation.
那既然圣经里是用了这个词呢，就是表明神要供给这个亚当一个帮助者，是从神来的帮助，来完成他管理全地的这个职责。
And we saw that God, the method that God used was that rather than create a new being, he took something from Adam, from his side.
那是我们来看神造这个女人的这个方法，他不是单独造了一个女人，而是呢从亚当的肋旁取了一部分材料。
And from Adam's very substance, he made a woman.
所以他是用亚当身上取出来的血肉来造了女人。
Out of one, he made two, that together again they might be one.
所以他是从亚当一生出了二，然后这二呢又合为一，成为完全。
And we saw also that she was taken from his side, which is a picture of God's master plan whereby he would provide a bride for his son from the side, his wounded side, the blood that would cleanse and sanctify his bride.
另外我们从夏娃是从亚当的肋旁取出了骨肉来造的这个方式呢，可以预表将来主耶稣也是从他的肋旁他受伤的被扎上的肋旁流出血来，使他的新娘就是教会得到洁净，得到救赎的。
So now the man and the woman, they are completely dependent upon one another to fulfill God's purposes.
所以为了达成神的旨意呢，男人和女人他们真的是彼此完全依赖的。
But also we must notice, as we did last week, that they had different roles to play within that purpose.
上个星期我们也学到，在神的这个旨意当中呢，他男人和女人是各有自己不同的任务的。
The original headship when God created the man and woman was God who is supreme head over all, then man whom he delegated as head over his new creation, and then the woman who was to be his helper.
那从最初的创造当中神是定了这样的权柄顺序的。首先呢是神是在所有的之上掌权的。然后其次呢神把他这个管理这个他所新造的这个天地的这个万物的这个管理的权柄领导的权柄交给了委托给了亚当。然后夏娃呢是做亚当的帮助者。
When God said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and so on, they each had a role to play in that, to fulfill that purpose.
所以当神说他们要管理地上的鱼飞鸟走兽的时候啊，他的神的意思是他们各自在这个共同的神的工作和或者说他的目的当中呢是有各自不同的分工的。
And tonight we want to look at the failure, what happened in the garden to disrupt God's original creation, which he called very good.
那我们今天呢来看看在伊甸园里到底发生了什么破坏了神最初所造的他看为都是好的这个世界的。
Now when Adam and Eve failed in the garden and disobeyed God and ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit,God could have given up man and judged him completely.
当人类在伊甸园里面违反了神的命令吃了善恶树上的果子的时候呢神本来是可以放弃人类完全把他们毁灭的。
But instead of giving up on Adam, what he did is he promised another man.
但是神呢没有放弃亚当与此相反他是应许了会有另外一个人。
That man would be the seed of the woman.
那这个人呢会是女人的后裔。
Not the seed of the man who had failed, but of the seed of the woman who had been deceived.
那不是男人的后裔，这个男人呢他失败了，而是女人的后裔，是那个被骗了的女人的后裔。
And this second man,the seed of the woman, he would come and in prophecy, he would destroy the tempter, he would, and bring in redemption for a fallen world.
那这个第二个人呢就是这个幕后的亚当呢就是神应许会从女人的后裔出来的呢他会击败这个试探人的这个恶者他会重新救赎这个堕落的世界。
Now in the fullness of time, God did send his son, the second man, Christ, the Lord from heaven.
当时候满足的时候呢神的确的差派了这个他的圣子就是基督也就是这个末后的亚当来到了地上。
He was born of a virgin, but had no earthly father.
他是从童女怀孕而生他没有地上的父亲。
His purpose was to come to the cross and there taking the judgment of Adam's fallen race upon him. He would die as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world.
他的来的这个目的呢就是在十字架上为亚当这堕落的这个人类啊的罪付上代价。来救赎整个人类。
But God, his father, raised him from the dead, and he placed him as the new head of a new race.
然后神使他死了以后呢，神使他从三天后从死里复活，然后把他放在一个新造的这样一个被造物的元首的位置。
Now every son of Adam, the first Adam, who puts their trust in the finished work of the second Adam is born again.
那所有这个首先的这个亚当啊，他的每一个后裔，只要他信靠耶稣基督了以后呢，他就信靠了这个耶稣基督，就是第二个幕后的亚当的在十字架上完成的工作以后呢，他就重生了。
Born again, they are made a new creation, and they're placed into Christ as a member of this, of his body, of which he is now the head.
那这个每一个重生的人呢，他就是一个新造的人，他就进到了这个基督的身体里面，就是教会里面了，现在基督呢就是这个教会的首头元首。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
哥林多前书的十一章
verses 12 to 16,
十二到十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 12 to 16, Paul presents this new order of headship.
在这里，在这几节里面呢，神把这个保罗呢，把这新的这个权柄次序啊，把它描述出来。
In verse 3, he states,
在第三节里他是这么说的。
But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Man lost his headship when he bowed his knee to Satan in the garden.
在伊甸园里面，当亚当向这个撒旦屈膝的时候啊，他就把他的管理权呢就丧失了，就让出去了。
So that's why here in verse 3, we find the Holy Spirit puts the order that Christ is the head of every man.
这就是为什么在第三节里面啊，这个圣灵在这里面又把这个基督啊宣告基督是个人的头，又把它提出来。
So man has a new head now.
也就是说现在人呢有了一个新的头了。
Before it was God, man, and then woman.
最初创造人类的时候是神、男人和女人，是这样的顺序。
Now, with the insertion of God's man, it's God is the head. Christ is the head of the man. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman.
那现在呢，因为有了属神的人，顺序就变成神是基督的头，基督是人的头，男人的头，然后男人是女人的头。
Now this is important for us to understand the roles in the house of God today.
那这个对于我们理解今天在神的家里面男人和女人的这个不同的角色分工是非常重要的。
This order is not observed in the world.
在世界里呢，我们是看不到这样的权柄顺序的。
But it should be observed in the church.
但是在教会里面我们应该执行这样的顺序。
So in order to understand New Testament teaching on the different roles of men and women, it will be helpful to look closely at the reasons for the failure of our first parents.
那为了能更好的明白啊，在新约的教会里面男人和女人不同的角色的话呢，我们有必要回去看看在伊甸园里面就是亚当和夏娃是怎么失败的。
It's my hope and prayer that this, as we go through these lessons, it may answer many questions that people have.
那我这是我的盼望啊，我也是这么祷告的。那希望通过我们这次的学习啊，能够使很多人心里的疑问能够得到解答。
Some of those questions are, why are women to be silent in the church or in the house of God?
这些问题都包括什么呢？比如有人会想知道为什么在神的家里，也就是在教会里面，女人要保持安静呢？
Because we find it plainly stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 34 and 1 Timothy 2:11.
因为我们在哥林多前书的14章的这个34节啊，还有提摩太前书呢，都有明确的表述，就是说女人要安静。
And we might just as our introduction read those verses, so we understand.
我们可以看一下我们来读一下这两节经文吧。
Verse 34 of chapter 14.
哥林多前书的14章的34节。
Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they're not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says.
妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。
And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church.
35节，他们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
And then, First Timothy, chapter 2.
再看看提摩太前书的二章。
And verse 11.
11节。
A woman learn in silence with all submission.
女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
Now, many don't believe that this is applicable for today.
很多人都不相信啊，这个也是适用于今天的。
And also, why are they not to teach or have authority over the man in the next verse?
第二个问题呢，就是大家心里的有的第二个问题，可能就是为什么女人不能讲道，不能管理辖管男人呢？
Verse 12 says, "And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence."
这就是十二节啊，提摩太前书的二章十二节，我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
Now, Some feel that they have various ways of getting around those very plain statements of scripture.
那有些人呢，觉得他们有各种方法可以绕过这两节如此直白的这个圣经的经文。
And another question we might ask is, of what interest do the angels have in all this?
另外一个可能有的问题就是在这个男人和女人角色的这个分工的这个事情上面，那天使又是怎么介入进来的呢？
Because Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the woman should have her head covered when she's in prayer because of the angels.
因为哥林多前书的11章啊，保罗说过，他说是当女人在讲道或者祷告的时候要蒙头啊，是为天使的缘故。
But rather than try and explain away these troublesome scriptures,
那为了解释这些啊，可能会引起麻烦的这些经文啊。
Let us honestly, humbly come to the Word of God and see what lessons we might learn from this.
那我们需要用谦卑的心啊，诚实的心来看这个神的话语，让我们看看我们能够学到什么。
That's why this evening we want to take a close look at what happened in the garden that caused our first parents to fail.
所以这就是为什么我们今天晚上啊，要仔细的来查考一下在伊甸园里到底发生了什么，导致我们这就是初始的这个始祖亚当夏娃他们失败了。
Would they not exhibit, or would we not exhibit the same kind of weakness that they might have today?
还有就是我们今天是不是也会显示出和他们一样的这种软弱呢？
And so let's take a close look at, first of all, at the temptation of Eve. What happened to Eve?
首先我们来看就是夏娃所面对的这个试探。他到底发生了什么呢？在夏娃的身上。
Now, turn to the second chapter or the third chapter rather of Genesis, chapter 3, Genesis 3.
翻到创世纪的三章。
We read in verse 1.
第一节。
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
One day, we don't know how long the bliss, their happiness lasted in the garden. But one day, in the very center of the garden, an evil and uninvited intruder appears in the garden.
我们不知道在伊甸园里面亚当和夏娃过了多久的这样快乐的幸福的生活，直到有一天在这个园子的当中有一个邪恶的也是不请自来的这样的不速之客，就是蛇来到这个场景当中。
Now we know who that intruder was. That was Satan, God's enemy.
我们知道这个侵入者是谁，他就是神的敌人撒旦。
But he came masquerading as a serpent.
但是他是取了一个蛇的这个形象身体来的。
Now notice especially that he directs his attack not at Adam, who is the head, who'd been given responsibility for the garden, but he directs his attention to his helper.
我们看这个蛇他没有直接去找这个亚当，亚当才是头，而且他是身上负有责任的，而是他是去直接把注意力去吸引了这个亚当的帮助者夏娃的注意力。
And so he begins this subtle attack by posing a seemingly very innocent question.
他呢是用这样一个看上去很无辜的这样的一个问题啊，就是来这个很狡猾的来攻击来试探这个夏娃的。
Now, he doesn't try to teach or to instruct Eve, as that might put her on guard, but he instead kind of puts himself under her and asks a question.
而且呢他是取了一个低，就是比那个夏娃的地位要低的这样一个角色呢，一个地位来问他一个问题的。
But this question is loaded with subtlety.
但是这个问题呢其实是非常的诡诈，非常的狡猾的。
I'm sure that the devil had thought this question over for a long time.
我相信撒旦呢为了想这个问题想了好久了。
He knew he'd have one chance.
因为他知道他只有一次机会。
And if he failed, he might never get another.
因为如果他这次机会失败的话，他可能再也不会有第二次机会了。
Let's look at that question very closely.
我们仔细来看看这个问题本身。
His question is,Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
他的问题说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Now, the question is not meant to cast doubt directly on the actual word of God, the command that was given to Adam.
这个问题本身呢，并不是想让这个夏娃去怀疑神说的所有的话。
It's more subtle than that.
它比这个更狡猾一些。
But the question is posed to indirectly plant a doubt in the woman's mind upon God himself.
那他实际上呢是用一种非常间接的方法呀，直接在这个女人的心里啊，产生了对神本身的怀疑。
And upon God's motives and upon His character.
怀疑神的动机，怀疑神的本性。
Because he asked the strength of that question is, God, has God said you shouldn't eat of every tree of the garden?
因为他的问题的重点是说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Her answer says, well, we can eat of all the trees, but of the one tree.
因为女人的回答是说，园中树上的果子我们都可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子不可以。
In verse 2, let's read that verse. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
我们来看第二节啊，女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
But,Satan's, or the serpent's question carries with it the subtle thought that God is not altogether good because he is withholding something good from her.
那么这个蛇的这个问题啊，其实就是有一个潜台词，他就让夏娃会这样想，他说他会认为呢，神呢的本性不是全然良善的，因为他把一个好的东西啊留住不给夏娃。
And then the question might arise in her mind that why did God create this particular tree, the fruit of which would be for him only?
那夏娃这样的问了这个问题以后呢，夏娃脑子里自然就会产生一个问号，就是神为什么要造这样一棵树，就是只留给他自己吃的呢？
So if God is not perfectly good because he's withholding something for himself and not allowing her to have it, she begins to doubt the goodness of God.
那如果夏娃真的就开始怀疑啊，神真的是把一个什么好的东西只留给他自己，不给亚当和夏娃的话呢，那夏娃就开始对神的全然良善产生了动摇了。
And why, if God is a God of love and has her best interests in mind, why would he withhold some potential good thing from her?
那他会想，如果神真的是全然好的，也全然为了夏娃的益处的，为什么他会把一个很好的东西藏起来或者留下来不给夏娃呢？
Now, her answer to the serpent's question, she repeats the commandment, but then notice she adds a self-imposed prohibition.Or commandment of her own, nor shall you touch it.
我们来看女人回答蛇的时候呢，她重复了神的命令，但是她在这个命令当中呢，加上了人额外加上去的一个限制，就是不能摸。这是神没有说的，是人加上去的。
This perhaps demonstrates a growing isolation from understanding the love of God and His care for her.
那加了这个呢，会使这个夏娃啊，理解神对他的爱之间产生了多一层的拦阻，一层隔阂。
So we can see that the serpent, his subtle question raises a lot of questions in her mind.
所以我们在这里就可以看出，就蛇问了这样的一个问题啊，就导致夏娃的脑子里产生了很多的疑问，很多的问号。
Now, the fact that, she was there at the tree would seem to me that she was viewing that tree, wondering about it already.
嗯，那我们看啊，这时候夏娃呢，她已经在这棵树下转悠了。然后她之所以来到这个树下呢，我想啊，她已经琢磨这棵树已经有一段时间了。
Now, Paul, writing to the Corinthians, for a second Corinthians in chapter 11.
保罗在哥林多后书的十一章里面啊，这样写道。
And verse 3.
第三节。
Paul expresses his fear that some in that church were in danger of falling away from the truth, as Eve did in the garden.
在这节经文里面，保罗表达了他的这个担心啊，就是有些人呢，像夏娃一样，会受诱惑以后偏离真道。
He writes in verse 3.
第三节。
But I fear, lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
我只怕你们的心啊，或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Now the word corrupted in the Greek means to become withered, to shrink or shrivel.
它这个偏于邪这个词啊，在希腊语里面呢，就是萎缩的意思，就是干枯萎缩了的意思。
And so to be ruined or spoiled.
那结果呢，就毁坏了，就完全没有用了，坏掉了。
So her mind now has been corrupted by Satan's subtle suggestions that God somehow is not altogether good.
那现在夏娃的这个心呢，就已经有点偏于邪了，就是因为蛇的这个问题呢，让他认为神不是完全好的。
And Satan has prepared her to be deceived into believing his lie.
所以你看，现在蛇已经预备好了夏娃的心，夏娃已经准备好要接受这个蛇的这个谎言了。
Again, Genesis 3 and verse 4.
再回到创世纪的三章，看四节。
You will not surely die.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
Then he quickly adds before she can answer, For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
他说完这句话，你们不一定死以后，他还没等夏娃回答啊，他就马上接着说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
Here, he says, for God knows, he sets himself up to know the mind of God.
他这里面啊，居然就是大言不惭的认为他能够知道神的心思。
In her eyes, his authority is growing.
他的这个权柄就越来越大了，这个神的权蛇的权柄越来越大。
And then Satan's lie promises her a higher status. You'll be like God.
而且这里面呢，蛇让夏娃啊去想要追求一个更高的这个地位啊，就是你可以像神那样。
And he promises her an expansion of knowledge and wisdom. He says you'll know good and evil.
而且他也应许夏娃说，你只要吃了呢，你就能够知道善恶。
But in fact, believing his lie shrunk her capacity to know God.
但实际上呢，相信了蛇的谎言呢，反倒使他对神的这个认识的能力变得萎缩了。
Like when you take a leaf, pull a leaf off a tree, the leaf begins to dry up because it's been cut off from the life that's in the branch.
因为就像我们从树枝上摘下一片叶子以后呢，这个叶子就枯萎了，因为它离开了能够支持和供应它生命的这个树干。
So her understanding is cut off, as it were, from God's revelation of truth.
他如果违抗了神的命令以后呢，实际上他就是从神的那个能够启示他更多关于神的真理的这个树上，像被摘掉一样，砍下来的枝子一样。
Her innocence has been corrupted by the lie.
那他的这个纯真无邪呢，就被蛇的这个谎言啊给毁坏了。
The innocence or simplicity that Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians, that she was corrupted from, that simplicity is the simple trust in God and his word.
那这个夏娃所失去的也是这个保罗在哥林多后书11章里面刚才读到这个纯一清洁的心呢就被毁坏了，就被撒旦的这个谎言给毁坏了。就是单单的相信神，这个心就是单单的相信神。
The by contrast, now the wisdom of Satan is the wisdom of this world.
那与这个纯一清洁的心相反的，就是撒旦的这个智慧。撒旦的智慧就是这世界的智慧。
And which Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, he says it's the foolishness of God. The wisdom of this world is foolishness.
保罗在哥林多前书里面说，这个世界的智慧在神眼里就是看为愚拙。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, please.
哥林多前书的一章十二节。
First Corinthians, sorry.
不是这一节啊，他在。
Not, no, that's not, Yes, I've lost the place, but,
20? Verse 20?
Verse 20? Yes. Thank you. Okay. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
二十节啊，是一章二十节。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
This is the wisdom of the world is what she has been shrunk down to because she has been blinded by the suggestions of the evil one.
这个夏娃啊现在就被蛇的这个谎言啊所蒙蔽，就现在就掉到了这个世界的智慧里面去了。
Simply trusting God's word opens up to the believer all the wisdom of God himself.
那单单的相信神呢，这个创造者这个造物主啊，就使我们能够始终向他想给我们的智慧能够敞开，就是他始终我们就可以始终能够收到他赐给我们的智慧。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1:30, we read there that but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
我们再看哥林多前书的一章三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And we find in Christ, in Colossians, Paul writes in chapter 2, And verse 3.
在哥罗西书里面二章的三节。
Chapter 2 and verse 3, we read, In whom, that is in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着，他就是指耶稣基督。
So now Satan has corrupted her mind or shrunk her mind, so that now all she can see is through her own fleshly eyes.
现在这个撒旦呢，已经使夏娃的头脑啊，就是萎缩了，或者说是败坏了他的这个思维，所以他现在能看到的全部都是他用肉体的思维、肉体的眼睛能才能明白的、看见的。
She thinks that her mind is being expanded with this new idea when in fact it's being shrunk.
他认为呢，蛇给他这个建议呢，使他的这个智慧扩展了，那实际上呢，是他的智慧变败坏了，而且萎缩了。
Now.He offers his lie, and she's ready to be deceived.
那这个时候呢，神开这个蛇呢，开始把他的谎言讲出来了，因为夏娃呢已经预备好，准备要听了，要听信他的谎言。
You won't die.
他说你不一定死。
She no longer has God's word. For her as a guide.
这时候呢，夏娃已经完全不以神的话作为她的引导了。
She's like a ship without a rudder.
这时候她就像那个羊啊，已经就是离开了，就是远离了这个牧者了。
Where the winds and the tides can take the ship wherever it wants to.
不是羊，是船呢、啊。这个船已经没有毛了，就是风啊浪啊把它刮到哪里，它就飘到哪里。
She only has her fleshly wisdom for her direction.
所以现在呢，引导他的就只有他的这个肉体的血气的智慧了。
And so, having shut out her light from heaven, she sees only through her worldly eyes, and is unable to resist the temptation.
他现在已经和天上的这个生命和智慧隔绝了，所以他现在只能用他这个肉体的这个智慧来去做判断了。
Now I want you to look at two scriptures. First, in Genesis chapter 3.
我想大家看两段经文啊，一个是创世纪的三章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
And I want you to also put your finger in that page and then turn to 1 John chapter 2.
那我们这个地方先留下，等一会儿然后回来我们再看看约翰一书这两节经文，我们要对比着看啊，约翰一书的二章。
First of all, we'll read verse 6.
我们先读这个创世纪的三章六节。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desirable, to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And now, turn to...I hope you've got your finger in 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. Keep your finger in Genesis.
就是创世纪的这个三章这里我们还要留着，等会儿再回来。我们现在先翻到约翰一书的二章。15和16节，对。
He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. That's verse 15.
Yeah.
Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
直接读16节啊，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So now go back to Genesis chapter 6, where you got your finger there.
我们现在再回到刚才让大家留下的这个创世纪的三章六节。
It says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food.
他就说那女人看见女人看见那棵树的果子好做食物。
What did she need more food for?
她为什么需要更多的食物呢？
It wasn't a need. God would satisfy all her needs.
这其实不是她所需要的，因为她的需要神都全部都满足了。
He said, of all the trees in the garden, you may freely eat.
因为神说园中其他树上的果子你们可以随便吃。
So she looked with her eyes and she desired something more.
但是呢现在夏娃呢看着这棵树上的果子呢她心里是想要更多的东西。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 16, that's the lust of the flesh.
那这个想要更多的东西呢就是约翰一书的二章的十六节里面这个肉体的情欲。
The flesh always wants more than is good for it.
因为肉体呢总是想要对更多的东西，其实这些东西对它不好。
Then in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 we read it was a tree. It was a tree that was pleasant to the eyes.
然后我们再看这个创世纪三章六节里面啊，第二点他说这个树呢悦人的眼目，树的果子悦人眼目。
That's the lusting of the soul for something beautiful.
这是什么呢？这是我们魂里的情欲，就是想要那些漂亮的东西。
John, in his second chapter, 1 John, he calls it the lust of the eyes.
这在约翰一书的二章十六节里呢，使徒约翰管这个叫眼目的情欲。
Desiring things that have no value, really.
其实他想要的这个东西本身并没有什么价值。
And then back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, it was a tree also to make one wise.
我们再回到创世纪三章六节啊，他说这棵树呢能使人有智慧。
John describes it there as the pride of life.
那这个使人有智慧呢，使徒约翰在约翰一书二章六节十六节里把它叫成今生的骄傲。
It doesn't matter. It's the pride of personhood that she could be something better than others.
那这种骄傲是什么骄傲呢？就是她个人的骄傲，就是她可以比别人更好。
She'd be like God.
就能够像神那样。
What an elevated status that she would have.
这个就是她自己要把自己抬高啊，到这样的一个地位。
But John says that all those things are of the world.
但是使徒约翰在这个约翰一书的二章十六节，他说这都是从世界来的，就这是三样东西都是从世界来的。
A world that is controlled by the enemy of God and many enemy of man.
那这个世界呢是神的敌人，也是人的敌人撒旦所控制的。
So she was completely deceived, and she took of the fruit, and she bit into it, and ate it.
所以你看女人现在就完全被骗了，然后她就听信了这个谎言，然后她就吃了这个果子了。
Notice that she acted completely independently of God, his word, and she acted independently of her God-appointed head.
所以我们看啊，这个夏娃做的这个吃的这个果子这个动作呢，是完全独立在做的。她独立于神的话，她独立于这个神本身，她也独立于神给她安放的这个头，就是亚当。
And she fell from her high estate that God had put her in.
他就从神本来给他放的一个非常高的这个位置上跌下来了。
But here's a big question.
那现在这有一个大问题啊。
That is, where is Adam?
这个问题就是亚当在哪里呢？
We don't hear one word from Adam.
我们在这里没有听到亚当说过一句话呀。
Eve was deceived. And we can understand how that happened.
我们能够明白，就刚才读了这一段，我们明白，夏娃是怎么被骗的。
But where was her head?
但是她的头在哪里呢？
What was he doing while all this was happening?
当这一切发生的时候，亚当在哪里呢？他在干什么呢？
If he didn't know what was going on, he should have.
如果就算他不知道发生了什么的话，其实他也应该知道，这是他的责任。
He was put in that garden not only to look after the garden, but to protect it, to guard it, as we found out last week.
因为上星期我们讲了，神给他的责任呢，不仅是要修理这个园子，看护这个园子，而且要保护这个园子。
Also, the serpent was in the center of the garden, uninvited.
另外的这个蛇呢，它来到这个园子当中啊，它是不请自来的。
Now, when he had given names to all those creatures, Adam had analyzed the natures of each of those animals and gave it a special name.
当神把动物都带到亚当的面前让亚当命名的时候呢，亚当其实是分析了每个动物的它的特性，按照它的特性给它命名的。
And through his observations, he would have known how crafty the serpent was.
那经过亚当的观察呢，他应该知道蛇是有多么狡猾的。
Also, he was told by God directly.The commandment about the tree.
而且呢，他是直接从神那里啊得着的这个关于这个分别善恶树的果子的这个命令的，直接从神那里得的命令。
And he was given Eve as a helper for him.
然后神呢才把这个夏娃作为帮助者赐给他的。
Now, although Eve trespassed first, it's Adam who God holds responsible.
所以虽然是夏娃先犯罪，但是呢是亚当要最终负责的。
It was he who was left in charge of the garden.
因为亚当呢他是负责管理这个园子的。
But we don't get a word from Adam.
但是我们却没有听到亚当说过一个字。
And we read that Adam was with Eve when she ate the fruit.
而且我们也读到呢，当夏娃吃这个果子的时候呢，亚当其实是和夏娃在一起的。
His silence exposed Eve to the serpent's lie.
那亚当没有出声呢，就使这个夏娃呢就暴露在这个蛇的这个谎言之下了。
He didn't correct Eve when she added to God's word.
所以当夏娃呢在神的命令上增添了不能摸这个的这句话的时候呢，亚当也没有去纠正他。
He didn't argue with Satan when Satan's subtle lie misrepresented the goodness of God.
然后当这个蛇撒谎的时候，让人去怀疑神的良善的时候呢，亚当也没有跟他据理力争。
Not a word from Adam.
亚当一个字也没有说过。
And when she ate, he also allowed himself to be persuaded by her, even though he knew she'd been deceived.
而且当夏娃把这个果子给了他，也劝他吃的时候呢，亚当也听了他的劝，他自己也吃了。
His act.Was an act of deliberate disobedience.
那亚当的这个行为啊，就是一个故意的悖逆了。
He took of the fruit she offered him and ate it.
然后他因为亚当呢，就拿从夏娃手里拿了这个果子，他就吃了。
And because.You have heeded the voice of your wife, God says there in verse 17 of chapter 3.
然后在同一章啊，创世纪三章十七节里面，神说你既听从妻子的话。
You have listened to the voice of your wife. Cursed is the ground for your sake.
你既听从妻子的话吃了我让你吃的这个果子的话呢，那地呢就因为你的缘故受了咒诅。
Now, Paul in the book of Romans expands upon the thought of Adam's sin and the responsibility that fell upon him.
那罗马书呢？在罗马书里面，保罗呢就展开来讲了这个亚当的犯罪，以及他后面这个造成的这个后果，以及他要承担的责任。
Romans 5 verses 12-19.
罗马书的五章的十二章，十二节到十九节。
Paul uses four different words to describe the crime of Adam.
保罗用了四个词啊，来描述这个亚当犯的这个罪。
First of all, verse 12.
首先第十二节。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death by through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
The word sin here means to miss the mark or to not share in the prize, to fail.
这里这个罪啊，这个英文就是 sin 这个词，就是没有命中目标，失败的意思。
As Paul puts it in chapter 3 verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那这个词呢也用在罗马书的三章二十三节，就是众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。那里面的罪和这个罪是一个词。
Adam was created to glorify God and he'd fallen short, seeking his own glory. And that was sin.
亚当的被造呢本来是为了荣耀神的，结果呢他去寻求了自己的荣耀，就亏缺了神的荣耀，这个就是罪。
And so death came into the world.
因此呢神死就临到也就进了这个世界了。
Another word, verse 14.
另外一个词啊，就是在十四节里面。
The word transgression.
就是罪过这个词，英文就是 transgression。
There we read that nevertheless death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam.Who is a type of him who is to come.
然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。亚当是
So Adam transgressed, and that word means to go astray, meaning to break a command.
这个罪过这个词呢的意思就是违反了一个命令。
To break a law, or going aside, stepping beyond the limits.
越过一个界限，触犯一个律法，就是这个罪过的意思，这个英文这个词 transgression.
He broke God's commandment, he ate of the fruit.
因为他违反了神的命令，他吃了这个树上的果子。
Another word that is used a number of times in that passage is the word offense.
另外一个第三个词呢也在这一段里用了几次的，就是过犯。
We find it four times in verses 15, 16, 17, and 18.
在15, 16, 17, 18都用了这个词，过犯这个词。
Now Paul uses that word concerning the offense of Adam. It means to fall away.
这个过犯这个词呢就是堕落跌倒的意思。
It means to apostatize, like Satan apostatized from the knowledge of God, and the angels that left not their first estate.
就是像撒旦呢他就是原来在天上，然后他堕落下来，他不在原来的本位上，他堕落下来，降下来了，掉下来了，这个意思。
Adam willingly, knowingly, went aside and left the position that God had put him in.
所以是亚当呢是清清楚楚的，也是心甘情愿的，从神把他放在的那个高位上自己走开离开下来了。
This illustrates the decision that he made, the act of the will.
这个呢是表明他自己的一个决定，是他这个自由意志里面的一个动作，一个选择。
Another word that is used here by Paul concerning the sin of Adam was disobedience in verse 19.
那最后一个词呢，来形容这个亚当的这个罪呢，就是十九节的这个悖逆。
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。
Disobedience there means a neglect to hear, a refusing to listen.
这个悖逆就是拒绝听从，忽视，不听的意思。
Like a bad child, they shut out the voice of their parent. They won't listen.
就像一个坏孩子不愿意听他父母的话一样。
Adam shut out the voice of God with his disobedience.
所以亚当呢，因为他的悖逆啊，就是他拒绝听神的话了。
Perhaps like Satan himself, there was pride there.
可能像撒旦自己一样，他里头是因为骄傲他才这样的。
The pride of self.
就是自我的骄傲。
He could look at all creation. He said, I'm the head over all this creation.
他可能看看神所创造的所有的被造物，他说，哎呀，我是头啊，我比这些受造物都高。
What a wonderful position and person I have, I am.
我是一个多好的人啊，我在一个多好的多高的位置上啊。
And once he shut out God's voice,There was only one other voice dear to him, and that was the voice of his wife.
当他开始不听神的话，把神的话向神的话闭上耳朵以后呢，他唯一能听到一句话的话呢，就是他妻子的话。
He shut out God. He sat on his hands and was quiet, silent, and watched while Eve made her fateful decision.
所以他不既不既然选择不听了神的话，那么当夏娃在做这一切决定他命运的这些动作的时候呢，他就选择了沉默。
There are four distinct phases of Adam's life.
在亚当的这个生命当中啊，分了四个不同的阶段。
First, when he was created, before Eve was made.
第一个阶段呢，就是在夏娃还没有被造之前，他先被造的这个阶段。
He was alone.
他是单身一人的，孤独一人的。
And then the second phase was when Eve was created for him, and he was joined as one in the garden in innocency and bliss.
然后第二个阶段呢，就是夏娃被造，然后二人合为一体，他们幸福快乐的在这个伊甸园里面生活。
Now this is the third phase that he's facing now.
现在呢，他面对的是第三个阶段。
Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit and she was fallen, but he was still in his innocency, unfallen.
这个阶段呢，就是夏娃已经吃了这个果子，他已经堕落了，但是亚当这时候此时还没有吃，他依然还在他的纯真无瑕当中。
They were separated.
这时候他们是被罪啊，这两个人其实是隔离的。
But he had already moved away from God in his thinking.
但实际上这时候呢，亚当虽然还没有吃，但他的思想呢已经从神那里走开了，他已经离开神了。
He shut out the voice of God and he only had one voice left that was dear to him and that was Eve.
因为当他开始不听神的话了以后呢，他的耳朵里面喜欢听的话就只有一个了，那就是他亲爱的妻子的话了。
Someone has written, he would rather choose Eve without paradise than paradise without Eve.
有的人是这么说的，他此时此刻的亚当，他有两个选择，一个呢是拥有夏娃，但是失去乐园；另外一个选择呢，就是拥有乐园，但是失去夏娃。
Somehow I think that he thought that since he was only the second to eat, that the responsibility would not be his.
那也可能他这时候想，既然他不是第一个吃的，是第二个吃的，可能他不会因此负责吧。
And when he was found out, he even accused the woman. He accused God for giving him the woman.
因为后来我们发现他指责这个他把这责任推给夏娃，而且呢不单如此，他还把责任推给神，因为是神造了这个夏娃给他。
The terrible consequences of sin and death had entered the world.
罪带来的这个结局是后果是非常可怕的，就是死进到了这个世界。
Adam had given up his headship.
亚当放弃了他的这个领导权。
He'd given up his headship to Satan when he willingly obeyed the lie.
当亚当啊，心甘情愿的顺服了这个谎言，听信了这个谎言的时候呢，他就把他的领导权呢交给了撒旦。
And so dominion passed over to Satan.
那这个管理权呢，掌控权就交给了，就从亚当转移到了撒旦。
Turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的四章。
Verses 5 and 6.
五和六节。
Then the devil, taking him, that is the Lord Jesus, in his temptation, took him up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
五节六节，魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看。
And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for it has been delivered to me.
第六节对他说，他就是这个耶稣，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的。
And he says, it goes on and says, and I give it to whomever I wish.
而且他继续说，我愿意给谁就给谁。
Now God, of course, is sovereign over all.
那当然，神是在一切的事上，这一切之上掌权的。
Satan rules, but God overrules.
撒旦掌权，但是神在撒旦之上最终掌权。
But the Lord Jesus does not challenge the claim of Satan here.
但是在这里撒旦说这一切都是交付我的，主并没有反驳他。
But the Lord Jesus, now all power in heaven and in earth has been given over to him, and he destroyed the Satan's power.And now it is his.
但是主耶稣啊，他已经击败了撒旦，所以天上地下一切的权柄都已经是给他的了，都是现在都是主的了。
Now, I see our time is swiftly going by, and I would like to leave Mr. Summers with a few minutes, probably 5 minutes, Harold. Five or a little bit longer. And I'd like to just finish off today. Our first parents now have sinned, and the result is that they are thrust out of the garden that had been their home.
那我等一会儿想给 Harold 留五分钟左右的时间啊。我今天总结一下今天的课，就是我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪了以后呢，他们就被从他们的家园伊甸园里被赶出去了。
Now, before we close, I want, maybe we should just look at the result of the fall. What happened to Adam and Eve?
我们先来结束以前，我们先看看就是亚当和夏娃这样的堕落以后呢，带来的结局是什么呢？
First of all, they were clothed with skins.
首先呢，他们是用神给他们用皮子做了件衣服遮盖他们的身体。
That was through sacrifice.
这当然是要通过一个动物的献祭。
But God does pronounce judgment on the man and the woman.
而且神呢，同时也向男人和女人宣告了他的审判。
Let's look at Genesis 3 again.
你再看创世纪的三章。
First to the woman.
首先呢是给女人的。
Verse 16.
16节。
To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Now, the idea there, of course, is that the woman, what was to be a blessing to her in being fruitful and to multiply and replenish the earth, now becomes an act of pain and sorrow and suffering.
那本来呢女人呢生养众多遍布地面呢是本来是她的一个神给她的一个祝福，结果呢现在却成为了她的一个痛苦和忧伤的来源。
The pain of childbearing and of the disappointments of life are now going to be part of their existence.
那就是生养孩子的痛苦以及这个生活给他带来的各种失望。
And then he says, your desire shall be for your husband and he shall rule over you.
另外呢他还说你必去恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Now the word desire there can mean anything. It doesn't especially mean a fleshly desire in the sense of a wife for a husband. It's got a very broad meaning.
这里的恋慕呢这个意思呢含义很广，不仅仅包括就是肉体上一个妻子对丈夫的这个恋慕。
You could translate it, you will want your husband, but the second part of that couplet explains what that desire is.
那这个句话的下一句呢就来解释这个恋慕是什么意思的，就是你丈夫必管辖你，就是你想要你的丈夫。
He says that your desire shall be for your husband, but he shall rule over you.
他说你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你，就是在你之上掌权。
Now in chapter 4 and verse 7,
你看看这个四章七节啊,
we have the same Hebrew construction here in verse 7 as it refers to sin which was seeking to get mastery over Cain.
这个同样这个恋慕的词我们在这个创世纪的四章七节里面能看到，他说罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你。这时候这个恋慕的是罪呢想去抓住控制住该隐，是这个意思，是同样的一个。
Now read verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前。
And the last phrase or the last part of the sentence is the parallel with what we read with God speaking to the woman.
那这一节的这个后半段啊，他必恋慕你，你要制服他啊，和我们刚才读的这个你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你啊，是完全对应的，这个结构是完全对应
的。You see, sin, the picture is sin crouching at the door, ready to spring upon Cain as he comes out of his house.
这里面的一个图景很明显，就是罪呢偷偷的伏在门前，他就等着该隐一开门出来的罪就赶紧跳起来跳到他的身上抓住他。
But God says, you must rule over it. You shall rule over that sin.
但是神说你却要制服他，要控制住他，不能让他控制住你。
Now God warned him, but he failed and sin ruled over him and he killed his brother.
神是这么警告这个该隐的，但是该隐呢却失败了，他让罪呢制服了他，他就杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
So go back to verse 16 and we see the parallel there.
我们看再回到这个三章十六节，我们看到跟刚才这个句式一模一样的这样的一个句子。
Whereas sin is the thought with Cain, here it's rule.
那就是对该隐来说呢是这个罪要抓住，这里呢是说这个管辖。
Who's going to have mastery in the relationship of men and women?
那在男人和女人之间的关系当中呢，谁是做主的呢？
Who's going to be the head?
谁是要做头的呢？
Man has lost his headship.
男人呢已经失去了他的领导地位。
And the woman now is going to try and claim it.
然后女人呢现在却想要伸张她的这个领导地位。
But the Lord says, the man is going to rule over you in a manner of which God never intended.
但是这里面神却说男人还是要最终要掌管女人的，要管辖女人的，虽然用着这个方式是神一直不希望，从来不希望是这样的。
Women down through the centuries have suffered subjection, even to the point where women are considered to be owned by their husbands.
所以在过去的历史历代啊，男人女人呢都是在男人的掌控之下，屈尊于男人之下的，甚至曾经有一段时间呢，女人是属于男人的资产呢。
And by force, they have subjugated women in many cultures, many lands for in long history, and made women basically under them.
所以在过去的很长的历史当中啊，男人都是用他们的强力啊来压制女人，使女人服在他们之下的。
Now the law of Moses later, it established the rights of women, which gave a lot of freedom for women under the law.
然后到了摩西建立律法的时候呢，才给了女人很多的这个自由，恢复了他们很多的权利。
But God in Christ has gone much further than that.
但是神呢，在基督里面呢，走得远远比这个远。
Women have been given their rightful place.
神给了女人，在基督里面给了女人她们正确的位置。
Because in Christ, there is neither male nor female, there's neither bond nor free, Jew or Gentile, all are one in Christ.
因为在基督里面，无论是男是女啊，是为奴的，做自主的，犹太人还是外邦人，都是合为一了。
But we're still living in the world.
但是我们还是活在这个世界里。
We're living in a fallen world.
而且也活在一个堕落的世界里。
And it's in the church that we see true headship and God's original order reestablished. And there the angels long to see God's righteousness reestablished on the earth through the church.
只有在教会里面我们才能够重新恢复神最初所创造的这个权柄顺序，天使也只有在教会里面才看到神的权柄顺序重新被建立了。
Next week we're going to look at restoration, the new beginning, and God's plan for men and women in the assembly, in the house of God.
那下个星期呢，我们来看看就是在新的被造，就是教会里面神是怎么设立这个正确的这个权柄顺序的。
And how once again God's order is reestablished and God is glorified in what he sees among the children of God.
然后神在他的众儿女当中看到他的顺序是如他的所建立的次序是如何被恢复的，然后神的荣耀是如何得到彰显的。
I'm sorry, Mr. Summers, I'm not leaving very much time, but take a little bit of time, that's fine.
给 Harold 留的时间不多，不过没关系， Harold 想讲多久就可以讲多久。
I'm not going to take much time. I'm just going to go back to one point that Eric made that I believe we should all remember.
那我不会花太多时间，我只回到 Eric 刚才提到的一点里面去，这是我们每个人都要记住的一点。
He pointed out when considering the sin of Eve that she made some mistakes relating to God himself.
那就是夏娃那个犯罪的时候，她犯了几个错误，她犯的错误都是与神有关的。
And these principles apply in all areas of life. What is the truth?And what is error?
那这个原则呢是适用于我们生活的所有方面的，就是什么是对的，什么是错的。
You will find the tempter will come to you in so many different ways in life, but the three failures that she had, we've got to make sure we don't bring them.
因为你可以从各个方面呢就是被试探，那他夏娃所犯的这个三个错误呢我们都需要警醒不要再重蹈他的覆辙了。
The first one is that the devil, Satan, the serpent said, God really isn't that good.
那第一个错误呢就是蛇也是撒旦也是这个魔鬼啊他对夏娃说神不是那么好的。
He said, you know,if God were really good, why he would have given you that fruit. If God were really good, and there's a multitude of conclusions that he would reach based on the fact that God is not that good.
因为他会说如果神真的那么好他为什么要留下这个果子不给你吃呢那只要你开始怀疑神不是那么好的话呢你可以从中得出很多很多的结论。
And you will be preserved from all manner of false doctrine, false practice, all manner of evil, if you remember God is always good. Don't ever question the character of God.
那如果你无论怎样你都相信神是好的，你绝不怀疑神的本性，神的良善的话呢，如果你有这样的一个概念呢，你就可以逃脱很多这个错误的教义，假教师这个谎言的这个对你的影响了。
The devil's great objective is to bring Christ down. Our great objective is to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember it. Jesus said, God is good.
那撒旦呢他的最大的目的呢就是要把基督拉下来，从宝座上拉下来。那我们的目的呢就是要遵从基督，所以我们要记得主自己说神是好的。
So in the broadest sense, do not ever question the character of God.
所以呢从最广泛的意义上说，就是我们永远不要怀疑神的本性，他的本性是良善的。
So number one, don't question his character. Number two, don't ever believe that he is withholding from you anything that would be for your best.
第一点呢就是不要怀疑神的本性。第二点呢就是永远不要怀疑神好像会把什么对你有好处的东西藏起来不给你。
Even if you go through the stresses and distresses of Job, remember God's plan for Job was good, and he doubled everything in that man's life.
即使你在经历像约伯那样的苦难的时候，你要记得，神对约伯的计划依然是好的，神最后给约伯的赏赐是比原来还要加倍的。
And number three,The devil said to Eve, God isn't really telling you the truth. I will tell you the truth, but God isn't always telling you the truth.
那第三个错误呢，就是夏娃犯的，就是神告诉他，神没有告诉你真理，我现在要告诉你真理。
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Nothing about God is anything other than truthful. Don't ever believe that He's not telling you the truth.
所以不要忘记了，主耶稣自己说，他说我是道路、真理、生命。除了神以外，没有人能够告诉你真理。永远不要相信除神以外的人能够告诉你真理。
Remember, Jesus is the Word of God.
我们要记得，主耶稣就是自己就是道，神之道。
And He is the truth.
他是真理。
Therefore, God is able to say what He means, and He will mean what He says. Don't ever question the truthfulness of God.
神呢，他有能力，就是他说的就是他想表达的意思，他说的他也能够做到，永远不要怀疑这一点。
He failed there, and you and I will fail if we don't learn those three lessons.
那夏娃呢，就是在这三点上跌倒的，我们也可能会跌倒，我们永远要记得这三条教训。
God is always good.
第一个呢，就是神永远都是好的。
His plan for you is nothing but the best.
他对你的计划永远都是最好的。
He means what he says and he says what he means. So hang on, because you're going to get to the point where you're going to say, you know, it's true. He meant what he said and he said what he meant.
他说的他怎么想的他就是怎么说的，他怎么说的他就一定能够做到，他说的都是真理。
All right, well, I've kept you over. Let's pray and we'll ask the Lord to deliver us from the tragedies of Adam and Eve.
我们现在一起祷告，求主带领我们走出亚当和夏娃所遭遇的困境。
Lord, we're thankful that you tell us these stories.
主，我们感谢您给我们讲了这样的故事。
We wouldn't understand, Lord, unless you told us. Thank you for telling us.
主啊，你若不明白，我们怎么能够？你若不告诉我们，怎么能明白呢？谢谢你告诉了我们。
Lord, the problem with Adam and Eve was that they were given a simple opportunity. They could either believe God or disbelieve God, and they chose not to believe God.
那亚当和夏娃呢？您摆在他面前两个机会，一个是相信你，一个是不相信你。结果他们却选择了不相信。
They got into all the problems and we are there today as a consequence.
然后他们就导致了一切的麻烦，我们今天依然在这样的麻烦当中。
But Lord, we're in exactly the same position they were in. We can either believe God or not believe God.
主，我们今天也面对他们同样的选择，我们也可以选择相信神或者不相信神。
They chose not to believe God and they lost the blessings.
他们选择不相信神，结果就失去了所有的祝福。
By God's grace, the truth of the Bible is that if we believe God, we regain those blessings and far more.
但是感谢圣经告诉我们这样的真理，因着您的恩典，如果我们选择相信，我们就能重新得回这些祝福，而且这祝福比原来的还要大。
So Lord, we say, Lord, I want you to know, I choose to believe you.
所以主啊，我要对你说，我要确保自己选择相信你。
Lord, may each one of us say that today and always we pray.
我们盼望今天所有的人都这样说，而且永远都选择相信你。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone.